Now, at the same time as the Buddha was seeking to relieve man's suffering in India, as you remember, that was around 500 BC, there was in China another great man who was also trying to make people happy through his teachings. And yet he was as different from the Buddha as he could possibly be. He wasn't a wealthy nobleman's son, but came from a family that had fallen on hard times. He didn't become a hermit, but an advisor and teacher. Rather than helping individuals not to want things, and therefore not to suffer, what mattered most to Confucius was that everybody should live peacefully together, parents with their children and rulers with their subjects. That was his goal, to teach the right way of living together. And he succeeded. Thanks to his teachings, all the peoples of China lived together for thousands of years, more contentedly and more peacefully than many other peoples of the world.